This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, and of course, SiriusXM Channel 158. Gil Alexander, alongside my little buddy Kelly Bidlin.
Hey-o.
On this Thursday morning, with a phenomenal Thursday night football game with huge, huge implications tonight between the Rams and the Seahawks. By the way, once again, this hour is brought to you by Better, B-E-T-R. Better Picks is the daily fantasy sports app where your sports knowledge turns into real cash and fast. Download Better or visit better.app now. Sign up today, get a free $10, no deposit necessary. Once again, that's B-E-T-R. Scan the old QR code there on the screen for more information. By the way, QR codes, interesting history, right? Remember, they popped on the scene, I want to say, in like the 2009, 2010 time, that range of years, and then they sort of disappeared for years, and then they came back strong. Somebody was like, remember those QR codes? I think we can use them now again.
Dude, I think, first of all, fascinating topic. I'm glad you brought this up. But like, I think you're even off in the first part. I think it was earlier than that.
Maybe it was.
I think I remember them on CDs.
Oh, that could be.
I mean, maybe not like early 90s, but it might have been like late 90s, early 2000s.
Early 2000s. I don't think it was 90s. No, dude.
But you're totally right. Then they disappeared, and then it became a cell phone thing, right? It's scan the QR code.
It's cool. We get tweets of beating the book. Pick 10 explaining Brian Schaefer's tweet to me. I'm sorry, Brian. And pick 10, I didn't get it. What Brian Schaefer was suggesting, he says he wants to change it. Basically, he doesn't want to reward divisions in the same way. Is the other way to put this. So in other words, he's saying if you have the two best records, right? If you're the Rams and the Seahawks, you end up with the two best records. In the way that the NFL format is structured, they will have to play each other in the divisional round, right? As opposed to, you know, having to wait to play and each team would have an easier path. But the NFL, unlike the NBA, because you're right, in the NBA, they don't care about the Southeast division. Kelly's favorite division in the NFL.
Let's go.
Right. Or whatever, like the worst division winner is. In the NFL, they have always been very steadfast with, nope, we play divisions, and therefore you must reward the division winner with a home playoff game. And I know y'all feel that way, but it's kind of, I don't hate it. I kind of like it. I think it adds an interesting, I think it adds an interesting element to it, because then you get a first round, right? You get a wild card playoff game where the number four division winner typically is not very good. Same thing this year, right? It's either going to be Tampa Bay or Carolina in the NFC. It's going to be Baltimore or Pittsburgh in the AFC. And a road wildcard team will inevitably come in there as a favorite. I just think it adds for an interesting element. I'm not like super opposed.
Plus, like, I don't know, maybe this is how cynical I've gotten at this point, but like it's removing incentives to tank for some team, multiple teams every year, right? If you were going to do it another way, these teams that are battling it out in the NFC South might have a completely different view on what they should be doing at the end of the season than actually truly competing for a division title and a playoff spot right now.
James Fessler at Mizzou Soldier, NFL draft number one pick long shot. If the Fightin' Falikas make a run through Texas A&M, Ohio State, Georgia, and win the title with Carson Beck looking amazing, he's the one worth taking. Currently 100-1, be the number one pick in the draft at MGM. Only takes one desperate GM. Well, you got that last part right. And that's the thing with NFL drafts. They go quarterback crazy, GMs do, and rightfully so. You're nothing in this league without a great quarterback. And so they do, regardless of how we feel before the draft itself, on draft day. Teams are like, oh, we got to get ourselves a quarterback no matter what. So I do think that we have big trade possibilities this year, obviously, with the Titans and the Giants in the mix. If it's the Raiders, though, I mean, they're drafting a quarterback, right? So we'll see.
QR codes.
Carson Beck maybe headed there. Who knows?
QR codes invented in 1994.
Okay.
Fascinating history. I just learned about QR codes.
Yeah.
Invented in 1994. Why were they invented? Invented in Japan in 1994, traditional barcodes had limited data capacity and couldn't handle Japanese characters, which would slow down manufacturing.
Our little barcodes that we still see on food items and drinks.
Yeah. Right. So those got replaced starting in Japan by QR codes.
Because you can store more info.
Store more info and made their way into music, as you and I were discussing, into the
limitless info, but it feels like it's almost limitless info on the QR.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
There you go. We all learned something today.
Hey, it's all right. We all go home now. Except we got to do Are We Sure? Let's do it.
You think you know what's going on in the sports betting world?
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Gil and Kelly tackle the hard-hitting questions on another exciting edition of Are We Sure?
You see what I did there? See what I did there? That was my way of checking to see if those guys were alert again after our excursion to the NBA Cup the other night. See if they were back in business.
I don't know about you, and I cannot speak for the crew, but I feel like a different human being
today.
Me too.
I feel great today. Yesterday was a little rough.
It was tough.
They were slow on the trigger there on that one.
Took like three naps yesterday. It was bad. Kept falling asleep.
What you got?
All right, Gil. Are we sure either the Rams or Seahawks will be in the Super Bowl?
I am going to say I am sure.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to say I am sure. I think it's all fun and games while we're talking about the regular season, while we're immersed in the regular season. But I think once the tournament begins, if you will, one of those teams is getting to the Super Bowl.
I was expecting you to go the other way and me go that way. But yes, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm saying it for weeks now.
It's fun to talk about all the other teams, but I think it's them.
The NFC is brutal. I'm not going to say it's going to be easy, but I still think those are the two best teams in the NFL, period. I think one of them makes it there.
Yep.
With you. All right, we sure JSN will win Offensive Player of the Year. Is he minus 350 right now? Something like that? 475. I was way off.
I do agree with the Puka thought that Puka could go crazy tonight. Just theoretically. I don't think he will because Seahawks defense is good and there's no Devontae. But in theory, could. Am I sure that it's JSN? I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say I'm sure.
I think so, too.
Yep. He deserves it, by the way.
He really does.
It's incredible.
I know I keep saying it, but still, the most amazing part of his season to me was like when we were talking about this team preseason, it was like, well, okay, quarterback change, you send out Metcalf and Lockett, like you are really putting a lot on JSN's shoulders, and oh my God, he's been the best receiver in the league.
And I know it's rare that I keep bringing up interviews that land, you know, interviews usually come and go, but this one, for whatever reason, landed on me the way it did. That interview with Olave, Garrett Wilson, and Jackson Smith and Jigba, and the interviewer, forgive me that I don't remember who it was, asked, who's the best out of the three of you? And both Olave and Wilson immediately point to JSN. Next.
It was a good one. All right, are we sure? I'm trying to figure out how to word this on the spot. Are we sure you're out of your mind to be betting anyone else but Myles Garrett to win Defensive Player of the Year?
Are you sure? Let me follow this. Are you sure you're out of your mind to bet anyone else? Yes.
Yes.
I am sure you are out of your mind to be betting anyone else for Defensive Player of the Year. Yes.
I don't know what. My blood boils.
I am sure.
It insults my intelligence, Gil, to see Will Anderson Jr. and Nick Benito have 28-1s next to them.
Meaning.
Like, this is done.
Meaning it's too. They're trying to tempt folks.
Yeah, they're trying to tempt people into getting a slight long shot play when I don't think they stand any chance whatsoever.
Myles Garrett, one sack away from the sack record, tying the sack record of 22.5 sacks in a season.
Are we sure the Denver Broncos are the rightful favorite in the AFC?
Yes, because they have the inside track to the number one seed, and they have a tiebreaker over the Patriots. So, yes, I am sure about that. I don't have to love the Broncos to answer yes to that.
I was going to say, but boring, but you're correct.
Sorry.
You are correct.
I didn't know I was graded on sexiness of answers. What's next?
All right. Are we sure? Phillip Rivers will play the rest of the season for the Indianapolis Colts. He'll start every game for the rest of the season. I can see your brain going.
Oh, the way I read that question was the Colts part the part I wasn't sure
about.
Yeah,
he's not going to be traded again. Yeah. Right?
Am I sure that he will start the rest of the year for the Colts? No. I'm going to say no.
Yeah,
just because
I
feel like something could happen to the guy.
I know. I feel bad. That's the biggest reason why I'm saying it too. Do we think the Colts' intention is to? Yeah, I think so.
That's their intention.
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't really know why, but it appears to be. Are we sure Tua will be the Dolphins quarterback next season.
Nope. How is that for a quick answer?
Yes, he will be.
Okay.
We'll see.
By the way, I love Tua as a person. I hate that this is he's a great kid.
Yeah.
He didn't take the benching well, but he immediately locked back into like, okay, I got to be a leader now. He's a great kid, but it's just unfortunate what's happened to him. I mean, the concussions are a serious matter. They compound, right? The second one isn't doubly worse than the first. The third one, you know, it gets exponentially worse. And you just, you know, want him to be healthy. Sorry the career hasn't been so great. I'm not sure he's their starter next year.
I'm going to ask you to separate the two, though. If I told you he never had another concussion again, would you believe in Tua far more?
No, because I just feel like, again, he doesn't see the... I know some people are like, well, it's the concussions. He throws the ball too soon.
I'm asking.
I'm not so sure it's that. I just, after all these years, I don't think he sees the field well.
Yeah, it's an interesting one to me because I think there are plenty of worse quarterbacks in the NFL that I know are worse.
Yes,
you know, right?
For sure.
It doesn't mean he's leading you to a Super Bowl one day. No, I don't know that.
You're asking me if I'm sure. Yeah. I am not sure.
All right, we sure Joe Burrow will be the quarterback for the Cincinnati Bengals next season.
No, I'm not. And they had another sort of thing with this yesterday, you know, after the initial press conference last week where he was sort of conveying that it's not as fun for him anymore. And then yesterday he made sure that people know, I just want to play ball. Everyone feels like people are telling me that I should, you know, not to play ball. And I feel like I'm fighting those people. It's a very odd answer to the question. I don't know. He's just a different kind of dude.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't pretend that I can guess along with him. So it would not shock me if he decided this offseason. He's like, I don't want to play her anymore. Wouldn't shock me. So I'm not sure.
Yeah. It's a weird situation, man.
Got a few more of those later?
Yeah. We'll work them in later.
Zach Cohen on the other side. NBA and NFL next on A Numbers Game.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Think you know sports? Get paid for it with Better Picks, the daily fantasy app that turns your sports knowledge into real cash money. Just download Better, pick more or less on your favorite player stats, and if your picks hit, you win. New users get a free $10 just for signing up. No deposit required. And when you deposit, you'll get a 50% match up to $200. Play WNBA, NBA, MLB, soccer, UFC, golf, and more. Go to better.app, that's BETR.app, or download Better today and use promo code VSIN for your free $10 and deposit bonus. Gil Alexander, we get tweets at Beating the Book. Best listeners in the game. Jesse Welch, I'm going to need Gilly's top 125 Christmas songs ever. I'll hang up and listen.
It is. Take the full first hour.
Popular demand. Mm-hmm. What did I say? They're demanding it. Brian M., I feel like QR codes made their big resurgence with the COVID menu, free dining. I think you're right about that.
Well, definitely then.
Yeah.
But don't you feel like they were coming back even before then?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
My timing, the pandemic ruined my sense of time.
I like things that didn't really benefit anybody, right? You're like, big for QR codes. It was a big year for QR codes.
The stock on QR codes way up. Bobby Geddes, thank you, Bobby Geddes, for caring. You seem to be the only one. I'm going to a wedding, a ridiculous December 20th wedding. No, is it in D.C.? No, I got to go to the Chesapeake Bay. It's planes, trains, and automobiles during the college football first round and the Skins game. Bobby Geddes says, Gil, as someone who is down many units with going to 50-plus weddings since COVID, here are my top three sports watching tips at weddings. One, locate the nearest TV first. This will be your home base. Two, make sure you have the proper streaming apps downloaded on your phone beforehand. And three, time your quote-unquote bathroom breaks deliberately during important times of the game. Godspeed this weekend. Thank you, Bobby.
It's a good list.
Bobby, thank you for caring.
Make sure your books are set up and everything.
Coach May 17, the May. We use QR codes for attendance in class. Student walks in, scans the code. Pretty sweet.
That's badass. Makes a lot of sense.
Yes,
huge stock up for QR codes.
Mike Marsh, I've begun to gather my things. He says, QR codes invented in 1994, like you said, Kelly, by DensoWave, a Toyota subsidiary, to track auto parts. Designed to store more data and scan faster than barcodes, they later released it royalty-free, helping it go global. Man, we learn on this show.
Man, they could have gotten so much money if they had just held on to that QR code patent.
Thank you, I've begun to gather my things, if that is your real name. Judd O'Connor, assuming the Rams in the win the division, are you sure Sam Darnold can go to the link and win on the road? No, I am not.
No, absolutely not.
No, I am not.
The perfect example of a game that I am so... the Eagles so up in the air for me, Gil, I would be staying far away from betting that game.
3JackH3131. Kelly forgot to ask, are we sure Gil won't find a way out of this upcoming wedding? I'm so locked in. By the way, if there was an escape hatch, maybe I would find it.
Can I give a... Oh, okay. Oh. Zach quit on us. He's going to come back. It's okay.
Lockman, you guys don't know the half of Tua. Imagine signing a contract and have the owners take away your trainers. The stuff that made him look like 2023 Tua. There's a little defense of Tua.
Yeah. Well, like, nobody said in quite a while that the Miami Dolphins organization is fully buttoned up with everything they're doing.
Billy Charlebois, I travel once a week 6 hours out of state to place bets. I know zero about college hoops. I blindly followed Greg Peterson yesterday for plus 2.7 units via a numbers game. Thank you so much for the early Christmas. Never blame, but always thank the analysts. There you go.
He makes a 6 hour drive once a week.
I believe he said that. I travel once a week 6 hours out of state to place bets. 6 hours? Where do you live, Billy?
Good on you, Billy.
Anthony Tritolo, Lakewood A's. I have no insight on any game or any betting line, but I just wanted to say ANG is the best show on TV, and you and Kelly do a great job. Merry Christmas to all. Thank you, Anthony.
Appreciate that.
It's very nice.
Tony?
Merry Christmas to you,
go
too.
Go Tony.
You go...
Fake Anthony.
He goes Tony?
I'm going to I'm going to lead into Zach Cohen here with a great question by Sam Quinn from CBS.
Yes, sir.
It's perfect. It's a little clickbaity, but it's true. Uh-huh. It's not just clickbait. Are the Atlanta Hawks better without Trae Young? We're about to find out. He's making his return.
Well, this goes back to Bill Simmons used to call it the Ewing theory, right? But really, that was his colloquial way of talking about the alchemy of basketball. Basketball, there's five dudes on a court, and there is a optimal efficiency.
Yep.
We've said it many times. If you had Magic Bird, the Big O, Wilt, and Bill Russell as your starting five, you're not scoring 300 points. It just doesn't work that way. And so, at least over a short period of time, if you lose your quote-unquote star, you could play better.
And the Hawks had been. So we'll see.
So we'll see if that lasts now that Trey is back. Yeah. Do we have Zach?
We do.
We do. Oh, Zach Cohen is back. Zach and Crack, half of the Zach and Crack team. Zach joining us courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. You can follow him on Twitter at BettingOnX. Zach, how you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing very well. Sorry we had that little snafu there. We were just filibustering
before
you got here. Let's talk about the NBA first. Tons of games. The question came up earlier. Is there a letdown for teams after the NBA Cup win in case of the Knicks? Finals loss in the case of the Spurs. Well, what did you land on today, the NBA?
I think there has to be a letdown. I mean, I actually did end up taking a parlay on the website where I have the Pacers plus 10.5 against the Knicks, parlay with the Suns plus 8.5 a little bit later against the Warriors, because I do think that Indiana is going to be able to keep that game close. I just didn't want to take the 4.5. Figured I'd give myself a little bit of extra cushion. But I do like a few things in the NBA tonight outside of that. Starting with the Nets plus 7.5 at minus 120 against the Heat, who are playing without Tyler Hero tonight. No Nikola Jovic either. This is a team that also it could be without Norman Powell. He's questionable. And Brooklyn is 4-2 kind of quietly, both straight up and against the spread over the last six games. And defensively, they've been really dialed in. And this is a team that, you know, under Jordy Fernandez has just been very good at covering against winning teams over the years. And I think that it took them some time to kind of get back to being competitive like they were last season. But I think that they are starting to kind of turn a corner now.
By the way, did you hear Kelly shout coward at you during your whole dissertation right there?
I was ready to lay a price too, Zach. When I was going through my NBA bets earlier, I was like, you know what? Zach's been on the Pacers even before I was. I bet he's on him today, and I had not looked at VEASAN.com. But yeah, you took the cowardly way out.
Is this going to be your new thing to shout coward at guests?
Just to people like just to the people I really love, like Zach Cohen.
That'll be a show.
I thought you were just saying Cedric Coward. I thought you were just showing him some love.
There you go.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Anything else NBA before we get to the NFL?
I also have the Pelicans plus 10 at minus 108 against the Rockets. It's another one where they've just been quietly really competitive over the last 14 games. They're 11-3 against the spread. They've won two games in a row, and they're playing at a very fast pace ever since they kind of moved to Jeremiah Fears and Derek Queen in the starting five, and they now have Zion back as of last game, and this Rockets team is going to bully them on the offensive glass a little bit, but I do think Houston prefers to slow this down and play, you know, a grinded out game. New Orleans has no interest in doing that, and Houston has come into this game off three straight non-covers, so just the Rockets team that's not playing all that well right now. I think it'll end up being a little bit closer than people expect.
See, that one you should have shouted courageous
bet there. Yeah, Zach, I'm right there. Good call. I'm with you on that one, Zach.
I'm seeing Pistons at Mavs on the screen. You have a play in this game?
Yeah, I have the Mavericks plus 6. I put this in last night, so you're going to get a better number on it than I am. But I'm just hoping AD ends up playing. Like, he is questionable tonight with the calf strain, and they've had a few days off, so I'm hoping that he's out there. If he is, you're talking about the 7th-ranked defense in the league going against an offense that I do think is somewhat shaky in Detroit. I mean, this Pistons team is really good, but I think that Dallas has the length and competitiveness to kind of bother them if AD is out there. And offensively, the Mavericks have been way better ever since they kind of, you know, put Ryan Nemhard in that rotation. So I just think this is a game that could be close, but if AD's not out there, it'll probably be ugly.
All right. I'm anxious to hear what you say about what you have to say about tonight's Thursday night football showdown between the Seahawks and the Rams. I know you write this up at the website, but let's get your thoughts here.
Yeah, I had the Seahawks at plus 100. I put that in on Tuesday, and I think that this is a game where you just looked at the first meeting between the two. It was a one-possession game, despite the fact that Sam Darnold threw four picks, and I don't think you're going to see him play that poorly again. I mean, he has two games this season where he's thrown multiple interceptions, and both of those have come on the road. I think playing in a little bit more of a comfortable surroundings, he'll be a little bit cleaner, and I do think that, you know, no Davante Adams, which seems like it'll be the case. I mean, we speculated wrong last week with Amon-Ra St. Brown.
That's right.
I do think Adams is going to miss this game, and I think Witherspoon can cover Nacua, and that kind of takes away a lot for the Rams offensively.
And Amon-Ra looked perfect, by the way. Oh, he was hurt at all? All right, give us one rando Sunday NFL pick that you like.
Yeah, I also have the Vikings minus 2.5 against the Giants, and I would play the minus 3 on that. Definitely feels like a little bit of a sucker play, but Minnesota's a top 10 defense again this year. I think that they've come on really strong on that side of the field the last 3-4 weeks, and I think that McCarthy is starting to look a little bit better under center. So I just have full expectation of them playing a pretty clean game against a Giants team that's really reeling right now. I think that, you know, New York's offense is going to have a lot of trouble moving the ball against Minnesota. And yeah, I think McCarthy does enough for them to win this game by at least a field goal.
Zach, if I made you go over or under on the total in tonight's game, which way would you lean?
I'd probably go under. I think that both teams are going to try to run the ball. I don't know how successful it's going to be, but I do think you're going to see both of these teams at least trying to establish the run. And like I said, the Rams are a little bit banged up at wide receiver. I'm not sure the passing game is going to look that good. And while I do think Darnold avoids mistakes, I'm not sure he's going to light it up.
I'm with you on all. Bet the Seahawks. Lean under. What could go wrong, Zach? What could go wrong? Appreciate it as always, man. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Zach Cohen at Betting on X, courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. All his stuff on the website at vsin.com. Mike Sommer, Sommo Bombing, next.
A numbers game on vsin, the sports betting network.
Look at that thing. College football playoff betting guide. College football playoffs. This just in, Kelly. Special numbers game investigation reveals it begins tomorrow night.
Whoa!
Visa's got the guide you need to bet the postseason with confidence. Our CFP betting guide is out now and features full previews of every first-round game, CFP overview and insider breakdowns, best bets, customer brackets from Visa experts, Steve Mackinnon's power ratings, bowl picks across the Visa network. You can buy the guide right now for $14.99 or upgrade to Visa Pro. Get the guide included, plus full access, daily best bets, real-time betting splits, AI-powered prop tools, and 24/7 video on the Visa Watch app. Get your guide now at vsin.com/CFP. That's vsin.com/CFP. So we got this tweet from Billy Charlebois, who said he drives 6 hours every day to make a, not every day, but he says he drives 6 hours to make a bet. Mm-hmm. So he clarifies this. He says, I drive 3 hours south.
Right.
From the birthplace of Paulie Howard. Where's that?
Minnesota
somewhere? He goes, yes, I do know him. Amazing guy. Then I head to Iowa, go over the border, reset my phone, park in a farmer's driveway, place bets and head back. 6 hours of VEASAN, music and podcasts. Great.
You're a great American.
Once a week, he does that. You know what, Anthony? We got a tweet from...
I'm sure we got a lot of responses.
Got a tweet from Larry Fresh, who says, yeah, if Billy wants an offshore account, hit me up, unless he loves that drive. We're a clearinghouse for outs now. Thanks, Larry. Man. It's a good offer to Billy, for sure. And then James, NTU89, says, I've always been an advocate of winning your division gets you in the dance, but should not guarantee you a home game in January. Seeding should be based off of record, in his opinion, as well. So there's some cry from folks, some outcry about they don't love the format.
We've got so many things broken in sports. Why are we trying to fix the NFL playoffs?
Do you like that the NFL reseeds, though? Do you like that?
Yes.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I do, too. I like all of it.
And I like that other sports don't. I don't think that needs to be consistent across all sports.
Yeah, I agree. Mike Somich joins us now, Somo Bombing. You can find him at SomoBomb18 on the old Twitter machine. Ready, Set, Bet co-host along with our buddy Matt Brown. He joins us now, courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. Mike, what's happening?
Not too much, boys. Not too much. I agree with you. The NFL playoffs are perfect. Do not change them. I like having that 4-5 game with the bad home team you get to bet against. And I like the fact, especially now we only have one bye, that you reseed, because that number one seed should have the advantage outside just the bye.
Yeah, I agree. And I think Kelly said it right, which is, we of all the things we want to complain about, we want to change the NFL playoffs. Let's worry about college football and all that stuff. Much more broken. Okay, before we get to the NFL, which is what I want to talk to you about, you are always good for some hockey plays. You have some tonight?
I do. I've got two plays tonight. First one, we're going to go with the New York Rangers, who have been dominant on the road and absolutely stunk at home. No idea why, but if you look at the year-long stats, they've been a much better hockey team on the road. They've got St. Louis tonight, who is a team that's facing injuries, has not played well. They played last night, beat Winnipeg 1-0 in a physical game. Let's go ahead. Let's lay the goal and a half with the Rangers here. You can get plus 185 on the Rangers, -1.5, taking on the Blues tonight. And then let's go to a player prop. Let's just lean in to what Pittsburgh is good at and Ottawa is bad at. The Pittsburgh Penguins, they are third in the NHL in power play percentage, clicking off at over 31%. The Ottawa Senators, while they're playing very good 5-on-5 hockey, they are atrocious in the penalty kill. 70.5%, third worst in the NHL. Sidney Crosby likes to get points on the power play when Pittsburgh gets points on the power play. He's plus 165 to record a power play point tonight. So we'll lean into the advantage here with the Penguins on the power play and take Sidney Crosby power play point +165.
You know, it's an underrated word, atrocious. I like when Mike breaks that out.
That's a great word. Yeah.
By the way, before we get to the NFL, what's over your right shoulder there? What are all those squares?
So this is the 1314 National Treasures Buried Treasure Autograph Hockey Set. It's the only one in the world. There are 3 out of 5, including our boy Sidney Crosby right there, who's going to get a power play point today. But there's 3 of them out of 5. The rest are out of 10. And it's the only complete set in the world.
Where are you? Is this yours? Where are you exactly?
I moved. You haven't had me on in a while. I got a new setup, a new house here. So we got with the move, I got to actually set up a little bit more than just having those random shelves in the back.
Are you still in Santa Barbara? Is that where you are?
Still in Santa Barbara, about a mile and a half from where I was, but got a new house here. Got a nice office instead of that back area I was in. So excited to kind of show it off a little bit here.
I like it. Memorabilia on the wall. I love it. Okay.
It's almost like you hit a superfecta at the Kentucky Derby or something.
I mean, that could
something like that. Maybe that'll come up at some point soon.
That couldn't have happened. By the way, did anybody beat you in the Somo Bomb Challenge?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, a lot of people. 184 people beat me, but 100 of them didn't have express bet accounts, first bet accounts. You had to have a first bet account to get the money. So you got to make sure you sign up for a first bet account. Use promo code VEASAN250. We're going to have another Beat Somich contest early next year.
Good.
Make sure you got your first bet account. Then you can beat me. Get the 30, 40 bucks. I will say this. All 5 favorites won the 5 races. Okay? That's not my style.
That's
when the favorites win every race, I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to the day where we get a couple prices in these. and only one or two people beat me, and they get $5,000 or $2,500 each. That I'm looking forward to that beat Samich contest.
I love the promos on that because they were like super aggressive. Like, if you want to face plant Samich,
oh, I took it up three notches. Yeah,
if you want to destroy Mike Samich,
yeah, Mike. Yeah. I talked so much crap that week about beating you, man, and then of course, like I forgot to sign up come Saturday. You would have been proud of us. Last Friday, we made a horse bet on the show. We bet a horse called a numbers game.
We did.
Somewhere out. On turf.
There you go. I understand why. It was a hunch play, right?
Hunch play. That's right. All right, let's get to the game tonight. Rams-Seahawks. How are you playing this, Mike?
I love me what everyone else likes. I like the under in this spot. This to me is just a great setup for two defenses to be able to dominate. We have a sample size of Sam Darnold against this Rams defense from the playoffs last year and the game earlier this season. It's not great. Nope. He did not play well in either of those games. The Rams able to get consistent pressure on him in both spots. And I don't understand why people aren't talking about the Seahawks offensive line more. It's not good. Like this is an offensive line that was banged up early in the season. They got healthy. They're not missing anyone, but three of the pieces are clearly playing injured right now. And that was a problem against the Colts. The Colts defensive line absolutely jumped off the tape. And it's not because they're overly talented. It's because the Seattle O-line is banged up. I think that really helps this Rams defense be able to slow down Seattle. I think Seattle able to keep the Rams in check, especially without Devontae Adams. But I'm going to lean into the weather here. Let's go first half under 21.5. This is a spot where we're expecting the winds to be early, the rain to be early. By the second half, that could completely clear up. We've already seen this under steam down because of weather. So let's play the specific half where that weather is going to happen. That's the first half tonight. So under 21.5 in the first half. And I do like the Rams money line as well. Give me the Rams plus 105 tonight. It pains me to say it. I have Seahawks tickets from preseason to win this division. But I really think the Seattle offensive line going to be a problem. I don't think either team runs the ball well, but I think the Rams run it better tonight and win a low scoring game.
No Charles Cross for the Seahawks tonight. That has been confirmed. Sam Darnold's blindside left tackle. You have pushed my lean to the under, I think, over to a bet. I mean, into a bet, I should say. Okay, let's talk about let's skip ahead to another showdown. One of the other showdowns. Let's go to the NFC South between the Panthers and the Bucks for the lead, at least temporarily anyway, in the NFC South. Two teams play each other twice in the next 3 weeks. What do you got here? Bucks favored by 3 on the road.
I have been waiting to see if I can get a Bucks 2.5. I'm afraid it never enters the market, so I'll take Bucks -3 minus the 105 in this spot. I feel like I'm buying low on a Tampa Bay team that is actually as healthy as we've seen all year long, specifically on the offensive side. We saw Mike Evans back. He looked awesome. We saw McMillan back for them. He looked great as well. You flip over to the Panthers side. This is just an offense that's been struggling to get going, and it's been struggling for weeks ever since we had those Dowdle breakout games. I think this is a Bucs team that is significantly better offensively, about the same defensively, and that gives me a big time lean toward the Bucks. I also think you're going to have a highly motivated Bucks team, not just because of the spot, because they got lit up last week by their head coach in the locker room and the press conference. I think this is a Bucks runaway victory. So I played the Bucks -3.
All right, let's go to some other games. Let's go real quick. How about the Bills and the Browns? How are you playing this one? Total 41.5.
Give me the over 41.5 in this spot. I also like Shador Sanders passing yard props to the over. This is a bad Bills defense. They're going to be able to score against what's been a weaker Browns defense, and I think people realize. I think the Browns also able to score on the Bills. So let's go over 41.5, and I'll take Shador Sanders over his passing prop as well.
All right. New Orleans Saints, 4.5-point favorites, hosting the Jets, a game that you are not required to watch. What do you got here, though?
I will be locked in because I am all in on the Shuck train here. I have him for offensive rookie of the year. Bet him after the win last or 2 weeks ago. I think they're going to win out. I think the Saints win the last three games. He's still 25-1. Like him as offensive rookie of the year, especially since you got a couple guys ahead of him that are going to fall off. I think the Saints win by margin. This Jets team is done. Saints are the 9th best defense in the NFL since week 10. They can move the football on the offensive side. Give me Saints by margin and Tyler Shuck to win the offensive rookie of the year.
Last one real quick. Falcons, Cardinals, total 48.
Way too low on the total. Take the over. Cardinals can move the ball against anyone and their defense stinks out loud.
Mike, always a pleasure, man. Thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Good luck this weekend, boys.
Mike Samich, everybody. At Samobomb 18. We lost that Samobomb tracker, though. With the D. It's too bad. We'll come back. We'll recap all the bets. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Think you know sports? Get paid for it with Better Picks, the daily fantasy app that turns your sports knowledge into real cash. Just download Better, pick more or less on your favorite player stats, and if your picks hit, you win. New users get a free $10 just for signing up. No deposit required. And when you deposit, you'll get a 50% match up to $200. Play NBA, WNBA, MLB, soccer, UFC, golf, and more. Go to Better, that's B-E-T-R, better.app, or download Better today and use promo code VSIN for your free $10 and deposit bonus.
Gil, I gotta say it on air real quick, because I told him off air, but should really say it on air. Sharp Money Podcast and Patrick Maher and Mike Somich have done all NFL season has been great. I think it goes very well hand in hand with what we do with guessing lines on Monday. So make sure you check out all the VSiN podcasts, but they do that on Sunday night often with the openers and do a bit of a recap. I think it works really well then with what we do on Mondays, kind of hand in hand. Mike and Patrick have done a great job with that all year.
Two awesome dudes.
Mm-hmm. And yep. Great dudes.
Yep.
And Zach Cohen does a good one too. It's called Hardwood Handicappers, and every Tuesday, big time guest named Kelly Bidlin shows up.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I bet you don't shout coward at Somich when he's on if he makes a pick you don't like. Just at Zach.
I would. My Mike and I are close enough for me to yell that.
Zipper Merge Professional at No Postal Pride says Kelly reminds me of Wags on Billions. Did you two ever watch that show?
I never. I don't know if I should be insulted by that or take it as a compliment. I watch and I know exactly what you're talking about.
No idea what he's talking about. You like that or no?
It's an interesting comp. How about that, Gil?
Okay.
How about that?
All right.
He's a fun guy. He's a fun guy. He does some bad things.
What would you say he means by that? What are the comps?
It's been a while since I watched the show, but it's, you know, Billions. You watch Succession, right? You never watched Billions?
I watched Succession.
Okay.
And I watched Succession after the fact, so I binged it and I hated it.
Okay. Don't worry. We can rage on it. We can rage on it. And I don't have, Brian Ortega's not going to yell at me. Yeah. So, it's... Both shows, I think, are good. Billions was awesome, I thought, the first couple seasons. Better than anything Succession ever did, in my opinion. Billions, those first couple seasons were. Then it was really sad. Like, the main actor's, wife got sick. They took a break. They kind of went,
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a long story. But Wags was always, the guy who was, it's a financial company, right? He was always the guy that was kind of getting in trouble. It was always living life in the gray area. Let's put it that way, both professionally and personally.
We get tweets be the book. Also, Rhodes knows, does 75-1 for no touchdown and I get you to the window for a pizza bet. Seems short, but with weather and short week, what do you think? Thanks, guys. It doesn't get me to the window.
Me.
Yeah,
I think these offenses are still too efficient. Interesting note Mike brought up about the offensive line. I think there's the I'll put it another way. That offensive line sunk the entire Seahawks season a year ago. So the amazing improvement that it's made, and then we can seize on this now. I get the injuries that are there, but man, that offensive line sucked last year.
I'm already anticipating the... if they don't get the number one seed, I'm anticipating the Seahawks crash out in the playoffs. It's just going to be so deflating for that fan base.
I know. Chance, I'm riding with you, man. I got an NFC ticket. Let's go. I hope it doesn't happen.
Brian Schaefer, Gil, we all do what we need to do to place bets. Oh, tell me about it, Brian. You have no idea. In New Jersey, we can't bet on New Jersey colleges. So stupid. The year Princeton went on a run in the NCAA basketball tournament, I drove to Pennsylvania, parked it in a Wawa, and hammered Creighton over Princeton in the Sweet 16. Oh, we all love the Wawa parking lots.
Dude, we appreciate the A&G family trying to help each other out.
Yeah.
You guys could stop DMing me, though, about helping out Brian.
Billy Charlebois clarifying the clarification.
Or Billy. Billy. I said Brian. Billy.
A second clarification for Billy. He goes, I should clarify about my long drives. I enjoy the drives, and I had a horrible offshore account experience. And I will never touch those again.
Good.
Ah, that makes sense.
Good. I think we've all had at least one of those.
I love listening daily. I really appreciate all the info you all provided, VSiN. Thank you, Gil and Kelly and all the others. Billy, thank you. It's very kind of you. Listen, we all get it. We're just, we're impressed by the stick-to-itiveness of the weekly six-hour drive. That's awesome. We appreciate that you have us on with us. With you, rather. Here are the bets. I added a few bets for tonight's game. So I've got the Chargers at the Cowboys on Sunday. I got the Panthers plus the points versus the Bucks. Those I made during guessing lines. But I'm into tonight's game. I got the Seahawks minus 1.5. And I got both the first half and game unders. I fired. I could be dead wrong about all this, but I just have a feeling it's going to be similar in that fashion to the first game. Again, weather thrown in, perhaps. We don't really know, right? It could be cleared by game time. They're not expecting it to be horrible. As Mike Somich said, definitely by the second half, they're expecting it to be gone. But I the first game of the year, 21-19 Rams. Keep in mind, the Rams scored two short field touchdowns set up at the Seahawks 25, at the Seahawks 3-yard line. Sam Darnold threw four picks. Rams only won it because they got a punt to the 1-yard line. And the Seahawks could only muster a 61-yard field goal attempt at the end, which was not good at all. So anyway, I just feel like it's an under. I feel like it's the Seahawks. We shall see. Also got the Hoosiers to win the college football playoff, which again begins tomorrow night. Obviously, Hoosiers have a bye, so they're not in action this weekend. But we do have four games, one tomorrow night, and then three on Saturday. It's finally here. And then my Cowboys bets are losers. Not technically yet, but they will be. Cowboys to win the NFC East, and then two stage of eliminations on the Cowboys, who had the audacity to lose to the Vikings in a game they had to have the other day. You, sir.
Yes, NBA tonight, Pacers catching 5, Pelicans catching 10, and Nuggets team total over 121.5. We went over those about an hour ago. If you're listening on podcasts, just hit that rewind button. Or if you want to and you're listening live, go check out our podcast, which is out there for the show every single day. Should bring that up more often.
Yes.
Okay, NFL.
Felica texted yesterday, goes, I don't hear Will on the podcast. I was like, what do you mean you don't hear Will on the podcast? He didn't make the best of. Talk about Will Hill's appearance yesterday. I go, what do you mean he didn't make the best of? He goes, I'm only hearing Wishnev and Futak and Warren Sharp. I go, oh, you're on hour 3. You have to go to, they're all separated by
separate
hours.
Yeah. Right? Also, we have our own numbers game channel, too. I know a lot of people go to the Best Bets channel, which has a whole network.
By the way, speaking of podcasts, Beating the Book podcast today, Megapod, week 16. Jeff Parlay is the guest in studio.
Let's go, Parles in charge.
The Grover Cleveland of producers 5-8.
It's awesome. Awesome seeing him the other night. It's been a while. Okay, Rams Seahawks, I'm in on the under. Got 46.5 on open. I am likely going to join you and Mike on that first half under. I think that is a good call by him. I'll monitor it here, though, the next few hours, see what this weather is looking like. Okay, NFL rest of the week. Laying 6.5 with the Lions, Bears, and Patriots in teaser. Up to 7.5 with the Bears, up to 8.5 with the Pats, and then the Pats money line as well.
You know what Neil Vanskoy tells me on Neil Vanskoy on Twitter tells me. Speaking of billions, I believe the intro for your show, the numbers tell the story. They always do.
Yeah, it's from that.
Is a clip taken from Axe and Billions.
True.
Thank you, Neil. Appreciate that. Zach Cohen. He's got a couple football plays. He's got the Seahawks tonight at even money on the in the Thursday night football game. Vikings minus 2.5 at the Giants. And then the NBA tonight, he's on the Nets plus the points versus the Heat. He's with Kelly on the Pelicans plus 10 versus the Rockets. And he's on the Mavs plus 6 versus the Pistons tonight in the association. Mike Somich, Samo bombing. He's got the Rams Seahawks first half under 21.5 tonight. He's got the Rams on the money line of the Seahawks. He and Zach are oppo there. He's on the Bills Browns over 41.5 on Sunday. Bucks minus the 3 at the Panthers in the NFC South showdown. Saints minus 4.5 versus the Jets. He's also got Shuck, offensive rookie of the year ticket. Falcons Cardinals over 48. Man, for as many great games as there are this weekend, I guess it follows that there are some real stinkers.
Yeah, that time of year.
Yeah.
Second guy though, I don't know. I don't know if Drew said it on our show. You might have said it on Deep Dive. Second guy I've heard this week that I respect say Saints are winning out and Tyler Shuck is live.
Oh, he said it on our show.
He did? Okay, good, so, good.
Yeah. Somich also had a couple hockey plays tonight for the hockey crowd. Rangers on the puck line, minus 1.5 at the Blues, plus 185 on that shop around. And then his boy, Sidney Crosby. How about the flex from Somich with his hockey memorabilia on the only set in the world, he said?
I think that's what I heard. I don't know if I fully understood it still.
I'm not sure I did either, but only set in the world is pretty universal.
Right, yeah.
Sidney Crosby, his guy, over a half a power play point tonight for the Penguins.
You know, we always
plus 165.
We always talk about shopping around in the same book, right, in the same shop. Does anybody do it better than Mike Somich?
Oh, no, he's great.
Like, he plays some of these markets I didn't even know existed. Over a half power play point?
Slick Nick 312, also echoing some voices in my head. He goes, what could go wrong with all of us betting under 42, 42 and a half, 43?
See, yeah. For me, there's the personal upside of hopefully that means Matt Stafford goes off and locks up the MVP.
I will take that the other way. I'll say it literally. Oh, I'll tell you how we could all lose it. Darnold throws three more right, picks yeah. and the Rams get short fields like they did last time. Kelly's going to get out of here. He's going to go behind the glass. You know why? Because it's crack time.
Tax talk.
Tax code radio.
It's going to come up.
No, is it?
Oh, it will. Oh, at least it. Minus 125 will come up.
Really?
Yep.
Bill Krakenberger, unscripted, whatever's on his mind. He might have heard that. He's going to go oppo now. Coming up on A Numbers Game.